Me?
I'm not neither.
Okay. You say neither or neither?
Neither.
You say either?
I said either.
Or neither or neither? Neither or either? Okay. What do you say, Anton?
Most times I say either.
Do you ever say either or neither?
Sometimes.
I noticed Aunt Carrie says this, and she's the only one I heard of the three of you use it. Mm-hmm. Did you always say that?
I've always said it. But I don't know where I got it.
Because you got being crooked.
Something. I don't know.
Okay. The part of your head above your eyes where you put your hand when you're tired.
Forehead.
Okay. This part that grows.
The beard.
All right.
The ears.
Which one?
Left ear. Okay. The right ear. The lip. The mouth. Throat.
Okay. He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You had the dentist look at your
teeth.
The flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
This part of your hand.
Palm.
You got mad and Bubba got both.
Fist.
Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm.
Your knuckle or your elbow.
What are those things called?
Wrist.
No, what are those things called where you can bend them?
Joint.
Okay. The upper part of a man's body.
Chest.
They measure the height of a horse in.
Hands.
You have a left and a right.
Hand.
Okay. The pain ran from his heel all the way up to his...
Top of his head. Oh, all the way up his leg.
At the end of your leg is your...
Foot.
You have two...
Feet.
I stumbled over a boxing duck and bruised my...
Toe. Of your shin.
The back part of the thigh, especially midway between the knee and the buttock. You're squatting down on your...
All four. Or squatting.
Yeah, if you're squatting down on the backs of your, the back part of your legs, you call this anything specifically?
Thighs.
Okay, no special word.
No,
okay.
That's all I know. I know my squatters wore out, I can tell you that.
Squatters were wore out?
Yes, they wore.
Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Peaky.
How did
that's
you
the way that means.
Okay. How would you say you felt?
Do a big beat of fever then. I said, you need to...
Well, the kitty's cat got litter up there, so when it looks like it, you've got litter.
If a person who can lift heavy weights, who's robust and healthy, what do you say about him?
He's a strong man.
One who is very easy to get along with.
He's even-tempered.
Okay. And you might say it of a horse.
Gentle.
Okay. When a boy is in his teens, he is apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. You say, a boy is
clumsy.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make sense. You say, he is a plain...
Stupid.